I'm Rob Hoxton. I've been a financial planner here in Shepherdstown for going on 25 years now. And throughout those 25 years, I've helped a lot of people plan for retirement, retire, sort of seen them through the last half of their lives in many cases. And what I find is the biggest driver of success, financial success and planning success, isn't necessarily which stock or which bond that you buy or when you buy it or when you sell it, but really what decisions you make when the time is important. And that's all emotional. And so there's quite a bit of new research about behavioral finance, but it's pretty academic. And so what I'm going to try to do in the lecture series is to bring that home and make it usable for folks and start with helping people understand what their basic proclivities are when making financial decisions, what their money mind is. And there are three basic money minds, and we have some of each of them usually, whether it be fear protector or a commitment money mind or a happiness money mind. You know, we all love the happiness money mind. They're the people that tend to take the vacation and worry about the cost later, but they often are the ones that run out of money. The fear money mind, which is what I am, I tend to postpone happiness and spending because I'm worried about maybe running out someday. So we all have some of that, and hopefully the lecture series, this piece of it, will help people understand what their money mind is and how that can impact their decisions.
What do you hope they walk out of the auditorium with?
Well, what I hope and what I found in doing this with my own spouse was that, oh, now I understand. This makes complete sense. So there's usually an aha moment where people realize, okay, now I understand why I make decisions the way I do and why sometimes they don't really match my values or what I really want to accomplish in life. So hopefully it'll just be sort of a light bulb going off. And then for those who want it, we'll provide them with a report that helps them understand how they can improve on their decision making based on their money mind.